podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at The It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 173, and it's entitled, Stop Putting So Much Pressure on Yourself. Oh my goodness gracious. You know, it's interesting. This week I have, you know, you don't really realize how stuff kind of like, I don't know. But my point is, like, every one of us, we put so much pressure on ourselves. You know, and I know for me, like, for years, I almost overthink about what it is that God wants me to do all of the time. I want you to remember that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And that's something that I for sure need to be reminded of too. Especially those people that are trying to live their life the best way possible. I think that many of us put a crazy amount of pressure on ourselves to try and do everything right. So you might be thinking, okay, Joseph, well, how do I stop putting so much pressure on myself? By realizing things don't matter as much as you think they do. You know, I'm even thinking of, you know, a recent message that I sent to somebody. And I put so much stress and energy and everything into that. Because I wanted it to unfold a certain way. You know, today, if you're listening to this, right, the day this is released, it happens to be Easter. I feel that the Savior did come. I know that the Savior came. I know that he was resurrected. And he came to this earth so you don't have to be perfect. What if you treated your life more as an experiment than a test that you either pass or fail? I believe that if you're trying to be a good person and do the things that Heavenly Father has instructed you to do, then you're doing a great job. Today is a day of hope. It's a day of understanding that the Savior came so that you don't have to be perfect. See, I even find myself, even in this moment, I'm here talking about stop putting so much pressure on yourself, and I've got a very short window to record this podcast. It's our last night of the Easter pageant here in Mesa, Arizona. And if you ever get a chance, the 2 weeks before Easter, if you happen to be in Mesa, they have this amazing production that I happen to be in that I really enjoy. You know, we put so much pressure on ourselves. It's like, I went to Universal Studios the Easter pageant's awesome. So first 2 weeks before Easter, or the 2 weeks right before Easter, it happens. So if you happen to be in Mesa, Arizona at that time, go check it out. Regardless, well, tonight's our last performance, so it probably won't be this year. But yeah, guys, why we have to allow ourselves to be human, allow ourselves to have humor. What's the worst thing that can possibly happen? Well, the worst thing that could possibly happen is you stress yourself out and you overthink everything and feel like you're going crazy. That's probably the worst thing that can happen. What's the best thing that can happen? Is just act in faith and see what comes out. I mean, sometimes, you know, you feel a pressure of, you know, putting out, when I do these podcasts, there's a pressure to kind of understand and know what it is that you guys are dealing with, what it is that you're struggling with, and how this message can, you know, these messages are to bring hope. And putting pressure on ourselves that, I mean, I love the quote from Meet the Parents that says, you know, he asks, there's a fire, a gazebo burns down, and he asks if he set that on fire. And he said, yeah, but there was so much lacquer on there that it was an accident waiting to happen. I want you to know that Heavenly Father speaks in a gentle, loving, kind voice. His answers are very distinct. And sometimes his answers are, hey, I know you want to get these things done, but you might need to take a little break right now. The more pressure I put on myself in any situation, whether it's coaching clients, whether it's doing a podcast, whether it's meeting with a new potential client, whether it's having conversations, creating relationships, the more pressure I put on any of that, the worse it turns out. I know people use the example of pressure creates diamonds. Yeah, but it takes thousands and thousands of years. And I do. I think we just put so much pressure. Like, I had a really cool experience last night. And I was kind of just, somebody in our family group had given this talk, this tiny talk, probably, you know, 3 minutes or so right before the pageant. And he talked about how Christ came to be lifted up on the cross. And it left me reflecting on, why did I come? And it was interesting because I remember I was, you know, watching a scene from backstage. And I was sitting there and the thought that came to me was the scripture in, I think it's John 10:10 or 10:16 or something like that, that I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. And then that one didn't land as much as, why am I here? And then the scripture in 2 Nephi 2:25 came to me. To help other people have joy. And to have joy myself. I know so many people, they focus on all of the pain that the Savior went through. I obviously, I'm not him, but I kind of think that I don't know if he wants us to focus on all that. I think he would rather have us focus on all the joy and amazing things that have come into our life. Because of him. Yeah, there's a beautiful song that comes to my mind. It's called Because He Lives. The first time I heard this was by Kristen Chenoweth. You know, and it says, he came to love, heal, and forgive. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And greater still, the calm assurance that we can face uncertain days because Christ lives. You know, and then even in the end, when we fight life's final fight and we die, it gives way to victory because of him. I think he wants us to be grateful. I mean, if I'd already suffered for everybody and they were sad all the time because of my suffering, when I'd suffered so they might have more joy. He wants you to have joy. You know, one of the things that I've done with some of my latest clients, especially, is I've said, hey, I want you to just go have joy. I want you to go do experiences that bring you joy. And even in those, sometimes, like, I went to Universal Studios, which I'd wanted to do for a long time. And I almost forced myself to just have this wonderful, amazing experience. We put pressure on even having fun. You know, and it's really interesting because every one of us has been through challenges. Every one of us has been through trials. You know, you guys have heard me talk about a podcast called Unshaken before. And today when I listened to it, it talked about a man named Jacob that struggled a lot with anxiety. And I'd never really seen that before. I'd never seen that. Talked about how he was so hard on himself. And so the counsel that his father gave to him was not the same that he gave to his brothers that were kind of crazy and not doing the best of things. He gave him the counsel to say, hey, stop being so hard on yourself. And so that's what I'm telling you guys today. Stop being so hard on yourself. And if you don't know how, pick one thing that you enjoy or that you even used to enjoy and go do it. Instead of hesitating and doubting every step that you take, start acting in faith towards the things that you want and the things that you desire. One of the ways I live my life is I don't have to wait for my thinking to settle to begin. Although there's plenty of times that I do. I mean, even this podcast today is a great example of that. When you start finding yourself being hard on yourself and overthinking and just being hard on yourself, I would invite you to take a step back. I'd really say there's a movie called Meatballs, and it's got this scene where he just goes off. One of Bill Murray's character goes off, and he's like, it just doesn't matter. Guys, there are things that matter in life. But putting pressure on yourself to perform never worked for anybody. I mean, if a team feels pressure when they're playing a game, they're not going to do well. I found with me when I'm recording this video series that I do, not Happy and Single, but something else I've been working on. If I start overthinking and, like, you know, once the camera's on, I don't perform as well as otherwise. There's a quote that says, angels fly because they take themselves lightly. Where are the areas in your life that you're being too hard on yourself and you're putting way too much pressure on yourself? I realize, guys, today is not, I mean, yeah, I'm even still a little bit up in my head because I keep watching the time because I just don't have much time today. But if you want to go back, and you could even just search on Google or something to pull it up for you, there's an episode I did quite a while back that said, go easy on yourself. You know, if you feel that you're just never good enough, that nothing you do is ever good enough, then I would truly invite you to stop putting so much pressure on yourself. Stop making everything a big deal. Almost nothing is a big deal. You know, even recently, the message that I sent to a new client, I spent plenty of time overthinking it, only to come back and write a very, very simple, simple message. Why? Because I wanted to make sure that I could, that it was perfect. I wanted to make sure that I could help this individual perfectly. the only thing the Lord asks is that you do your best. And I was going to say that you try, but I would say something different. The thing that the Lord asks for is effort. He asks that you act in faith. And then let him decide whatever blessings he wants to give you. Now, granted, when I was spun out of my mind writing that email, do you think I went ahead and wrote it and just sent it? No. There's certain times, like when you're spun out, it's not a time to do anything. It's just a time to step away. And you might be thinking, well, I've got to get this sent off. I've got to get this whatever. No, you don't. In those moments when your head is just feels out of control, it's not a time to make the important business calls. It's not a time to send important messages. It's not a time to take huge risk. It's a time to reground yourself in what you know. It's a time to reground yourself in what you truly, truly know. What do I know? I know that I'm a child of God. What do I know? I know that even times when I am caught up in my thinking, I can still do some pretty good coaching. And I know that the Lord is going to take my efforts and double and triple and quadruple them the same way he did with the 5,000. And I know it's okay for me to mess up. It's okay for me to fail. And it's also okay for me to take a pause. Me to take a break. And so on this Easter, if you happen to be listening to it on Easter, my favorite title for Christ is the High Priest of Good Things to Come. And one really cool thing about the Savior, he never puts pressure on anybody. He just gently invites. Says, hey, come on. And we're like, no, you don't understand. I'm not perfect. I messed up. Insert whatever thing that you feel you have to do better to be better. This heavy burden that you carry about living a perfect life, I want to invite you that you don't have to carry it anymore. You don't have to do things perfectly. You can do them good enough. When they say getting that last like 10% or 5% or 2%, it takes so many more hours, exponential hours, to get it better. There comes a time when you just have to release the book. There comes a time when you just have to launch your business. There comes a time when you just have to take your shot. That time is not when you're spun up out of your mind. That's a great time to go for a walk, to go do something you enjoy. And if you're sitting alone on this Easter listening to this podcast, I would invite you to reach out. Reach out to a friend that you'd love to connect with. Reach out to a family member. You know, I have Easter generally with my family, but if you don't have that, you can create, a singles group or even invite people over. But I would invite you to turn all of your worries, all of your pressures, all of your burdens back over to the Lord, because he didn't give them to you. He didn't give you worry. He didn't give you doubt. He didn't give you fear. He simply gives you love. More love than you could ever begin to imagine. There's a beautiful line in the Easter pageant that says, essentially, his love is like as wide as an ocean, or I'm not thinking in this right, exactly in this moment. I think it's, But I want you to know how much each one of you is loved by Heavenly Father. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself. Take life a little bit more lightly, like the angels do. And maybe even just sit down if you're really spun up and just take some deep breaths. Turn on some quiet, relaxing music and do the best you can to enjoy your life. And whatever you felt the Spirit guide and direct you to do today, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down, and you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there, it'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.